Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ted Wynn, who is with The Athletic and has grown up in the area where the Raiders used to play and covered them at one point in time. That's how I first got to know his content. Does a really good job writing about, talking about the NFL and studying the All-22, and he's with us now here on The Fan. Ted, good to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, buddy. I wanted to start with the Raiders, actually, because they're the opponent for Washington this week. What have you made from them through two games? They had an impressive showing and a win against a New England team that people think will be better this year. Then they kind of laid an egg on national TV with Geno struggling. What are they, in your opinion?
Well, they're the reverse of what a lot of people thought they were going to be. A lot of people thought that this was a team that was going to be very good on offense and struggled defensively. But they actually, in the first two games, have been one of the best defenses in the league. They're fifth in defensive rushing success rate. They've held opponents scoreless in the second half, or almost scoreless in the second half, I should say. I don't have the exact stat. But they've been very good defensively, and part of that is, you know, Pete Carroll kind of mixing his philosophy with Patrick Graham. And just the outside corners have been able to hold up, and they were a question mark coming into the season. Offensively, they have the skill players to be good, but their offensive line has just been atrocious, and it's tough to do anything when you can't block. And Brock Bowers was hurt against the Chargers, and he's the Raiders' number one receiver. And when they don't have that number one receiver, everything kind of just falls apart for them.
You kind of led into my question, Ted. How real is that defense? Through two games, fifth fewest points given up in the NFL. How much of that is kind of early people not knowing what to expect, and maybe the fact that they're versus the fact that maybe they're bona fide?
I think they are a good run defense because they're very aggressive coming up for the run. I think they're disciplined with their gaps and just playing good, sound, fundamental football. I think as far as the secondary is still sort of untested, the Chargers don't have great wide receivers besides Ladd McConkey. And even though Quentin Johnston did burn them for a play, it was more of a coverage breakdown. The Patriots didn't have great receivers as well. So I'm interested to see how they do when they do face off against some better receivers. You know, the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, but he's kind of started season a little rough, so I don't know if they're going to get that test this week as well. But I do think the run defense is real. The pass coverage is still questionable for me, and they need a secondary pass rusher besides Max Crosby to step up because Crosby is just getting a ton of attention right now.
What do you think of Ashton Jeanty so far?
There was a whole debate before the draft of whether you take a running back or an offensive lineman because it's hard for a running back to do anything when he doesn't get blocking. And we've seen that time and time again throughout the history of the league. The only back that could really elevate a bad offensive line is named Barry Sanders, and no one else has been able to do it. Saquon Barkley struggled with the Giants for years, and he goes to the Eagles, and all of a sudden he becomes offensive player of the year. And I think we're seeing a similar situation with Ashton Jeanty right now. When he has space, he's breaking tackles. He's breaking a lot of tackles, But the problem is he's getting hit in the backfield more than any other back in the league. So it's tough to maximize that sort of investment, six overall pick, when you don't have the line to open up some holes for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ted Wynn with us here on Grant and Danny. Where are the Raiders? How far back are they in your mind in that division? And then how do you see that AFC West shaping out?
I think the AFC West is a little more wide open than we thought coming into the season. The Chiefs are 0-2. The Broncos have won games, but they've also looked pretty shaky. Like, their defense isn't as top-notch as we thought they were going to be. And the Chargers are 2-0, but I think they're a really good team, but I mean, they lack some top-end talent at the same time. So I don't know if the Raiders are at a spot to really challenge in AFC West yet, but it is interesting. I think that these teams are pretty evenly matched.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic, one of their senior writers on Grant and Danny. Thursday Night Football tonight, Dolphins 0-2, Bills 2-0. Goes without saying the expectation is this could be a lopsided game in Buffalo's favor. But let's say it goes really badly for Miami on the road. Could Mike McDaniel be fired after this game, or is that way too early?
It feels a little early, but at the same time, it feels like this has been something that's brewing for a while. Like, I think there's been whispers that Mike McDaniel's seat has been warm since last year. So owners don't like getting embarrassed on national television when you're the standalone game. So if you get blown out, 40-7 or something like that, I could definitely see them making it a move. I mean, there's just been, the whispers have been way too strong about this for way too long now. And the season hasn't started well for Miami. And if it gets, that exclamation mark on national television with everyone watching, I could see that move happening.
So I crowned them my bad vibes team of the year kind of coming in. It just doesn't feel
terrible.
Right. Like, Tyreek Hill quit on them last year, basically said he hated the whole thing. Then he's still there for some reason, but he's not quite the same player. They paid Tua. Like, where do you think this all went wrong? And let's say he does keep his job, regardless of what happens tonight. What would you do if you're running the show there to try to get this thing back on track? They were an 11-win team 2 years ago, then fell to 8-9, and now it looks like they could be worse than that this year.
Yeah, I think people have kind of figured out where they want to attack. They know how to stop that offense by kind of just stuffing the middle of the field and taking away those crossing routes and forcing Tua to make those outside throws, and he doesn't have the arm to quite make those throws at a consistent basis. And they just haven't ever became a tough team. Like, that's one thing that I thought they needed to work on, even when they were scoring all those points, was they were so bad in short yardage because their offensive line was never a bruising team that could get you those yards inside. And everything was so, you know, even though they have good running stats, because of all the perimeter runs, they try to get outside of you with fly sweeps, toss, and all that, those things. And it's fun. It leads to some explosive plays, but then when you're in third and one, fourth and one, you can't get those yardage. They struggle to protect Tua, and you know he's always having to play in a rush, even though he throws with pretty good anticipation. So it's just a rough situation offensively, where it's just so up and down. Like, you can create explosive, at the same time you get sacked for 10 yards on the next play. So I just think they just never became a tough team and built a team that could have some consistent success instead of just being so up and down all the time.
The Athletic's Ted Wynn with us here on Grant and Danny. In Chicago, will the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams marriage work?
I think so far I like what I've seen, and that's tough saying that after they lost 30 points to the Detroit Lions, but when I went back and watched the film on Caleb Williams' week two performance, he looked really good in the pocket. Like, he was very disciplined. He stayed in the pocket, made really good throws from within the pocket. And you could see his potential if he adheres to the coaching of Ben Johnson and becomes a quarterback that can operate that offense. And everybody kind of remembers he threw a really bad interception on second and 32, but he was actually, I thought, you know, I watched the film, I counted. He only played outside of structure four times in that game. Every other snap, he was really trying to stay within the pocket and make his read. So that's a good sign that if he could continue to do that and continue to grow as that type of quarterback, then I'm a lot more optimistic about this marriage working. I just hope that he doesn't look at the Cowboys' defense, which is probably the worst defense in the league right now, and say, oh, this is a bad defense, I could go back to just trying to do all this creative stuff rather than doing what I've been doing, which is trying to learn how to be a pocket quarterback.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic on Grant and Danny. Russell Wilson, in week one, didn't complete 50% of his passes, struggle on offense, time to bench him, everybody thought. Then he comes out, and I understand he made some mistakes in overtime, but he throws for 400-plus yards, three touchdowns, he lights it up. He buys himself some time. When do you think we'll end up seeing Jackson Dart?
I think ideally you want to keep Dart on the bench for as long as possible. And ideally it would be towards maybe the last three, four games of the season, kind of like a Michael Penix situation where he comes in. Because Dart is behind when it comes to learning an NFL offense. It's just the offense he ran at Ole Miss is so different from what he's seeing in the league. And I know he performed well in the preseason, but it's a completely different game in the preseason. So I think he just needs as much time as possible to learn the offense. And also you have to evaluate your offensive line. Can your offensive line hold up? Because you don't want to put him in a situation where he's running for his life and building all these bad habits. So Andrew Thomas, the left tackle who's one of the best in the league, hasn't played, so you want to see him come back and prove that he could get back to that elite level before his injury. So I think you really want to see this line get stabilized. You want to feel good about where Dart is from a mental perspective, and I think that is ideally later in the season, and it's a good sign that Russell Wilson has this huge game. Not like you expect him to throw 400 yards every game, but if he can at least play at a baseline level and you could put him out there every week, that'd be a win for the Giants.
Ted, how for real are the Colts, and how much trouble is Houston in?
I think the Colts are, I'm buying into the Colts. I mean, the first game I was still kind of iffy about them, but for them to play the Broncos, which is at least a very good defense, and put up those points and have success they've had, I think I've always thought Shane Steichen was a very, very good play caller, one of the top in the league. I obviously had a down year with Gardner Minshew and trying to navigate through the development of Anthony Richardson, but he's had a lot of success with a lot of different types of quarterbacks, and Daniel Jones is just the latest one. I think he's just making the game simple for him. I think he's doing a great job of putting together a package of plays that takes advantage of the strength of that team. And I think they have really good coaching on the other side of the ball, too. I think Lou Anarumo is a very good defensive coordinator, and this group with the Colts, they're not – they don't have elite talent, but they're still miles ahead of what he had with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think – I believe what the Colts are doing, they have talent throughout their team. You know, maybe not blue-chip talent, but they have very solid talent throughout their team and good coaching on both sides of the ball.
Ted, before we let you go, let's circle home to the Commanders here. They're making a decision as they go on Jaden Daniels. Didn't practice yesterday, didn't practice today. Status for tomorrow's session is in the air still. What do you think happens, and how would you handle this? How do you expect them to handle it with his knee sprain?
I would sit Jaden Daniels because, you know, he just takes a lot of hits when he plays. That's just his play style since college. So I wouldn't want to risk an injury. And also the offense would be just so severely limited if he can't run those option plays. Not that he's a bad passer. I mean, he's an excellent passer, but it's just the option plays are such a huge part of his offense for them to just totally eliminate that because he can't run. I think would be pretty devastating to his offense. So yeah, for those reasons, I would err on the side of caution and sit him for at least a week.
Ted, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Ted Wynn of The Athletic does a great job covering the National Football League.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.